Welcome to Goth IHOP. My name's Elvira. What can I do for you today? Is that dine-in or carry-out? Table for one. How sad. Follow me. Can I get you started with some coffee? We don't have cream or sugar. It's just black, like my soul. Here you go, nice and hot. Does my staring make you uneasy? Sorry, it's the makeup. It would bother me to put on every day if I didn't already hate everything about my existence. Have you had a chance to look at the menu? It's not that much different from regular IHOP. Oh, there's blood on your menu? No, that's just crushed blueberry. We mix it into the batter to make the pancakes turn black. It's pretty goth. The number 13 is our all-inclusive special and can only be served in the crematorium section. It includes 2 blueberry blood pancakes, 2 eggs, 2 pieces of toast, cranberry juice served in a crystal goblet, 1 deep purple satin pillow, a bespoke existential crisis, and your choice of hash browns or fruit salad, plus the full attention of one of our goth servers. The number 13, then. How thrilling. Follow me, and don't lag behind. I'll have to grab a candelabra. Do you feel that chill? The smell of funk in the air? The crematorium section is on the 2nd floor. Management insisted on stone stairs. Stay close to the candles. The staircases can be treacherous. Sit here. A nice antique fainting couch for you. The grape for staring at the ceiling and thinking about death. Be careful not to bump into anything. It's a lot darker in this room. Here, I'll put the candles on your table. I don't need them. Here's your pillow and your cranberry juice. We used to serve red wine, but I'm sure you can imagine how that turned out. Your food will be ready shortly. Yeah, it's pretty cold in here. Management likes to keep everyone on ice, if you know what I mean. If you're too cold, I can get you a nice lace shawl reminiscent of a Victorian mourning veil. It's also black. Yes. Yes, we do play Bela Lugosi's Dead on repeat here. You're not hearing things. You get used to it after a while. I'd better go check on your food. Is this to your liking? Great. I'll just be in the corner if you need me. The candlelight looks good on your skin. What? Did you say it makes me look like a ghost? I would blush if I wasn't wearing 3 layers of foundation. How do you like your food? Is it as exquisite as you would imagine? Splendid. Do you like it here? You could stay forever, if you wanted. We're always looking for servers and taxidermists. Your wardrobe, however, is a little peppy, perhaps. It looks good, though. I've always loved yellow. It interests you, this place. I could tell when I first saw you. You like to push those creeping thoughts from your mind, but they always seem to come back. I guess that's just the difference between you and me. I embrace them. Tell me, do you like things that are strange and unusual? I myself am quite strange and very unusual. Do you mind if I sit across from you? Candlelight always welcomes a warm face across it. I'd love some cranberry juice, thank you. Tastes delicious. I wonder what it would taste like on your mouth. May I try? It's even better. Thank you. I see you shiver with anticipation. You don't need to be afraid. I'm here to make your journey to the grave that much more enjoyable. I could make it quicker if you wanted. Or would you settle for a mere distraction along the way? Lay down on your back. What? Is this not what you expected? It was right there in the fine print on your menu. Black letter font can be hard to read sometimes. You're free to leave if you want, but you won't, will you? That's what I thought. Lay back. Think about freshly turned earth, blood red silk and black brocade, the smoothness of your bones. Think about how with every breath out, you must let air back in. Or else. Tell me, do you like that cathedral ceiling? It's not nearly as impressive with the lights on. Allow me to kneel at your feet and admire you. You look like a marble statue on a tomb. What I would do to keep you there forever. Do you want me to undress for you? It might take a while. I've got a lot of layers. First, the black cardigan. Do you like the corset? It makes my tits look pretty big, I know. But they're big to begin with, I promise. That can go. Let me give you a twirl in my black skirt. I made the bustle myself. It unties in the back and I just step out of it. All that's left now is the white shirt with ruffled collar. Each button takes a minute to undo. They're quite fiddly. There's one, two, three, four, five. And off it goes. You look surprised. You should have anticipated black lace panties and fishnet stockings. Oh, the garter belt? That's just my flair. Do you like what you see? Tell me, do you want the collar on or off? I bet you didn't even notice. It's got this anatomical heart pendant. I honestly feel kind of naked without it. On or off? On it is then. I see you started without me. Don't let me stop you. Unless you'd like some help. Here, I'll kneel between your legs. Let's get those pants off you. And your shirt. Don't cover yourself. You are simply breathtaking to me. Lay back down. Let me give you the full experience. Can I put my mouth on you? Would you allow me to pleasure the most intimate parts of you? Do you like my tongue like this? Or when I suck like this? Look at me. Turn your face towards the candles. Let the shadows play and dance on your skin. Fuck. I can't get enough of your taste. I would rise at dawn to drink in every morning with you if I could. What's that? You want me to come too? It's not really well, if that's what you wish, who am I to deny you pleasure? Give me your mouth and taste yourself on my tongue. And where are my manners? Let me kiss those nipples of yours. You stare down at me so hungrily. Do you want to taste mine as well? Here, bury your face in my tits. Eat them all up if you want. Can you hear my heartbeat? Pounding beneath the floorboards of my ribs and skin. Filling and ringing in your ears. But you don't look guilty. More pleased than anything. Mess it on your face. I'd hate to suffocate you so soon. But if that's what you wish, let me turn so I can finger you still. Say goodbye to my panties. Suck on my clit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Use your fingers. Yeah. I love it when you moan. Keep going. Yes. You're gripping my thighs so tight. I'm definitely going to have bruises. You like it fast like this? Yes, you do. Of course you do. Oh, yes. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Please. Please don't stop. I'm so close. Come with me, please. Please, please, please. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Let me get off you. Yeah. Don't worry about the mess. Just let me lay beside you. Did you enjoy that? Did it give you the thrill you were looking for? I'm glad. Did you know that the French call the orgasm une petite mort, a little death? Makes you wonder about the real thing, doesn't it? I'll get us some more cranberry juice. You just stay there until you can rejoin me in the land of the living.